The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
We're getting warmed up.
Are we on the air?
We're on the air. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And this is a show called
Stuff.
And we've been doing this a long time. Every Thursday morning, tune in at 8:30 in the morning, as you know, because you're listening right now, WTBR 89.7 FM on your dial, and
WSBR Lee 88.1 on your dial.
And we thank you so much for your emails. We are taking your suggestions and finding things to talk about. And we're sorry that we can't do everything, but we're really happy that you're listening.
Yes. I have three riddles. Do you have a...
I do. I have a quote. And the quote that I have, Edmund... Mibica. I don't know who he is.
Okay.
One of the differences between some successful and unsuccessful people is that one group is full of doers, while the other group is full of wishers.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yep. Nothing's going to happen if you don't do, right?
That's right.
You have to do.
Now the riddles.
All right.
I hope they're not as hard as the last ones.
Okay.
Number one.
Okay.
You don't know me yet, but you always miss me when I'm gone.
You don't know me yet, but you always miss me when I'm gone. All right. It's in there.
Number two. I can fly but have no wings. I cry but have no eyes. What am I?
Wow.
And the last one, Sam is outside a shop. She can't read the signs, but she knows she needs to go in to make a purchase. What store is she at?
Read that one again.
Sam is outside a shop. She can't read the signs, but she knows she needs to go in to make a purchase. Where is she? What store is it?
Okay. I think I have that one.
Okay.
If I do, that one was pretty easy. All right. You will hear these again at the top of the second half of our show, and the answers will be revealed before we sign off.
Yeah. There's no prizes.
No prizes. No, there's no prizes. Did we ever try to do prizes? I don't think we did in the beginning.
No.
So I have information about the nature of misconceptions.
Okay.
What exactly are misconceptions, you ask?
I'm asking.
And why do they sometimes make us laugh? Misconceptions at their core. Misconceptions are ideas that miss the mark of accuracy, like believing tomatoes are vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Oops, because they're not.
They're fruit.
Correct.
Okay.
Humor. There's humor in error. The comedy in misconceptions often comes from their sheer absurdity. Think believing that lightning never strikes the same place twice.
Okay.
Spoiler, it does.
All right.
As we know. So here are some classic funny misconceptions. Cold weather causes colds.
That's not true.
Correct. Many of us, though, grew up hearing that. How many times did our parents and our aunts and our relatives and our teachers
say,
come inside, it's cold out, you're going to catch a cold. Put a hat on, you're going to catch a cold. It is not true. It's a virus, not the chill in the air.
I have a misconception that's funny.
What is it?
I was talking with my brother one day, and I asked him, you know, how are they doing? And he started telling me, though they're doing fine, they're eating all their food, and he went on and on. I was asking him about how his daughters were, and he thought I was saying, "What? How are your dogs?" That was a little embarrassing.
How far did you let him go before you said something?
I didn't know for sure what he was talking about. My other sister came along and said, No.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah, you gotta do something here. That's really cute. What do you have today?
I have some more hacks.
Okay.
Water coming from the cold water tap can be pretty chilly during the winter or year-round if you have a well. According to washing machine manufacturers, if the water is colder than 65 degrees Fahrenheit, the additives in laundry detergent won't work as well. And powdered detergents won't fully dissolve. Cold water for washing should be in the 65 to 85 degree range, or clothes don't get completely clean. To find out if your clothes are getting a good wash, check the water temperature with a cooking thermometer, one that registers low temperatures, when you do a cold, a warm, or a hot wash.
Ah, I think that's true.
I never really thought about it.
I never thought about it either.
I do mostly cold wash.
I don't use the powder stuff. So I wouldn't find the clumps, but I do liquid. But I think that that probably is true. I always try to do cold because I don't want to use the electricity to heat the water.
Well, I don't want to use the heat because it could change colors and so forth.
Well, the dark clothes we can always wash in cold water because we don't care if they don't get clean because they're dark. They're black. And
well,
they're,
I don't know about that.
And they're jeans. So I everything mean, we have know. Should be dark. And then the whites get washed in hot water. But my white socks still just don't get clean. I buy little white socks for my sneakers. And I
Your
think,
water's too cold.
And they never get back to normal. They never get back to the way they looked when I bought them. What am I doing wrong? And I'm not wearing them out in the grass or anything. I'm just wearing them inside.
And you wash them in heat?
Yes.
Do you use a little tiny bit of Clorox?
No. Do you know why? I'll tell you, since you asked.
Yes, I did.
Because I have made the mistake of doing a bleach load, and then right after that, doing color or towels, and then I pull out the towels, and I wonder why there's these little spots, because the bleach is still in the drum somewhere. It has to be.
So what's the way to get rid of that?
Run the washing machine in between the load if you're going to do a dark after a bleach load, or do everything else and do the bleach load last. That's it.
The light went off as soon as she said that.
So did I tell you that Mark saw something sticking out of the bottom of the washing machine where the drum is?
No.
He saw a little piece of cloth sticking out of there. And he pulled it, and he pulled it, and he pulled it, and he pulled it, and it was a king-size pillowcase.
Oh, my word. I thought it might be a sock or something.
It was a pillowcase, and it did not look it looked like it'd been there a while because it was kind of gray and it was kind of
oh my gosh
spotted
inside. How did it get there?
It got sucked in. So that must be where the socks go. In the washing machine. But there's no way to go in and look. There's not a little trap door.
There should be.
There's not a little window.
There should be.
I know. Because I think that there are other things in there. Money, socks. Maybe my sunglasses are in there. I can't find my sunglasses.
When did you wash your sunglasses?
I didn't, but maybe they were in a pocket. You know?
Oh.
Hey, did you ever get told when you were younger to eat carrots?
Yes.
Because it'll make your eyes better?
Yes.
Carrots improve night vision, is what we were told. Or just vision.
Vision, yep.
A tale from World War II suggesting eating carrots improves night vision. Good for vitamin A, but night vision, not so much.
Huh. I know that if you eat too many carrots, you turn orange.
Your skin will start to get that color. We didn't we talk about that?
I think we did.
To try to look like you have a tan, you eat that color food, orange, reds. Yes, we did.
Oh,
red,
yeah.
Red peppers.
Yeah.
But carrots, yeah.
Red and yellow.
Yeah. I wonder if eating carrots makes the whites of your eyes get yellow, and then you think you're jaundiced, and then you go to the emergency room, and then they admit you, and now you got to have a doctor come in and look at you, and then they send you to Boston, and you got to have a specialist look at your eyes, and you're still eating carrots because you don't know because you had a plastic bag.
Or they just ask you, did you eat carrot?
Do you think they would? I don't know.
It's depending how jaundiced the eye looks. Okay. If new batteries don't revive your radio, flashlight, or other battery-powered gizmo, don't toss it into the trash just yet. Corrosion on the battery contact points could be stopping the power flow. Rub the points with a pencil eraser. If the points are caked with heavy corrosion, you may need something more abrasive, such as an emery board or fine sandpaper.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I have something to use to do that on just even today.
Well, there you go.
When I go home.
Cool.
I wonder if Mark knows this.
Does he seem to know everything?
No. No. You really thought that I was going to say yes? That was even an option?
That he thought he knew.
Oh, well, that's different.
Sorry, Mark.
Yeah. So here's a misconception. Humans use only 10% of their brain. We've heard all of these.
You use every percent of your brain.
This old myth claims we use just 10% of our brain. In truth, we use all of it. How about that?
I like that idea.
You were right. I didn't know that.
Did you believe the 10%?
Uh-huh. It made me at least think I know now what's wrong. Oh, it's not my fault. I can only use 10% of my brain. Oh, okay.
Hi.
Oh, gosh, the next one's great.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
All right.
It's worth the wait.
If your doors tend to slam or rattle, here's how to quiet them. Stick cabinet door bumpers to the doorstop. Place the bumper wherever the door first contacts the doorstop molding. You can get a pack of bumpers at home centers.
Perfect. And those kinds of things I sometimes think we learn to live with.
Bring.
And we don't do anything about it. We just figure that's what it's going to be when something like that's so simple.
Yeah.
It's so simple. Oh, what did I have? What did I have here? You'll get... Okay, that's a different one. Did you ever get told that if you swallow your gum, it stays in your stomach for 7 years?
Yes.
Yeah. I did too. Remember being told swallowing your gum stays in your stomach for 7 years? No. It passes through just like everything else.
Does it pass through as quickly?
I don't know. I've never checked. But
so it's maybe only 5 years?
I think it goes right through, just like food. Goes right through. Whether it comes out whole, I don't know. I don't care. But I think I... Oh, my gosh. So I remember being told if I swallowed a watermelon seed,
a watermelon would grow
in my stomach. Yes. I was terrified.
Yes.
Terrified. And you know, this is another bubble gum thing. Back in the day when my mother did ceramics, you know, that was kind of the thing.
Yeah.
She made me a baseball glove ceramic bowl, very small, so that at night I could put my gum on it and then have my gum in the morning. And it, the thing I cannot believe is, number one, that I chewed that much gum. Number two, that I chewed so much gum that I needed a gum holder. Number three, that I'd want to have stale, hard gum in the morning. And number four, I don't know, email us.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Please let us know. We're dying to know.
I can see it. I wish I had that thing. It would be so cool.
But would you eat stale gum in the morning after something like that? Tell us. We want to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or what would you do with it?
Yeah. Yeah. And would you eat that much gum that you needed a gum holder by your bed?
Candle wax is a handy lubricant for old drawers or any furniture that has wood sliding against wood. Just rub a candle hard against the skids under the drawer. Rub the tracks inside the chest or cabinet, too.
And everybody's got a candle.
If you're a woman, you've got a candle.
Oh, well, that's true. If you're a romantic man, you would have candles, I think.
Yeah.
If you've got that little gene. Cracking your knuckles causes arthritis.
No, because I used to crack mine all the time, and my mother hated it because it sounded bad. Like that.
It says no. It does not harm your joints. It does annoy other people, but it doesn't harm your joints. I crack mine once in a while, but not all the time. Not until you want me to crack.
Okay. To remove furniture footprints from carpet, dampen the carpet with a white rag, then heat the area with a hairdryer as you rake the carpet yarn gently in all directions with a spoon. In most cases, the crater will completely disappear in 5 minutes or less. If not, let the carpet dry completely and repeat the process.
Oh, that's great. Great for all of you people who are moving.
Yeah.
And you don't want to leave the little dents in the carpet, or you know, you're changing your living room or your bedroom and you're getting different furniture and you have those horrible spots.
Just use a white rag, because if you use a colored rag, it can leave dye in your carpet.
Yes. Good point. A white rag. Get it wet, dry it, repeat.
I don't know why you need to use it with a spoon, but...
Probably because a knife or a fork might cut the fibers. Right?
Why, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. That's why we make a good team. So if you were at the lake or at the beach and you ate lunch, you had your picnic lunch, and you wanted to go in the water, what did the adults say?
You have to wait at least half an hour or an hour.
Mm-hmm. It's a myth, and it was never medical advice. It's never been true. I don't know. It had to be, you know, had to be one of my relatives, because they worried about everything. I don't know.
Oh, well.
It doesn't even... Some of these, I want more information.
I know.
No, I want to know, well, why?
Like the suits, I wanted to know.
How did it start? Yeah, yeah.
One simple way to keep your car clean is to cut scraps of old carpet to fit on the floor as mats. We found our carpet scraps for less than $2 at Home Depot. And when the do-it-yourself carpet scraps inevitably get all dirty with mushy winter snow or summer sand, you could either give them a wash or toss them out and make more. But do not put these on the driver's side of the car unless grippers are attached to the bottom side to ensure that the mat does not slip forward while driving.
I really do like that idea, the more I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because then, like you said, you can just throw them out.
Yep.
And at wintertime, my rubber mats just get, oh.
You can't keep buying those mats.
Oh, they're expensive.
Yeah.
And they would be nice and clean if I covered everything with carpet.
And your feet would be cushy.
And it would be cushy, and it would absorb the water and the dirt and just throw them out.
Yep.
I think I'm going to do that before winter, but I won't do it on the driver's side.
You could do it if you were going to the beach or something for the sand.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder where you can get those. I wonder. There's a lot of
Home Depot.
Tag sales, too. You can buy maybe old carpet. I don't know.
Or you can cut up your own.
Right. I can rip the carpet out of my bedroom and cut it into pieces to put in my car.
Is it a good carpet?
Yeah, it's brand new.
No.
All right. Do you think bats are blind?
No.
They can see, but they rely on echolocation.
I saw a story once about a kid who did that, who learned how to do echolocation. He was hard of seeing.
Was that a documentary?
Yes.
I think I saw that. That was amazing.
That was a big one. Yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah, that's impressive, very impressive.
Cut a piece of plywood roughly to the shape of your wheelbarrow's back end and screw a few wood cleats along the sides to keep it from slipping off while you wheel. Now you'll have both soil and a potting surface right at your hand when you take the wheelbarrow to the garden.
Where would you put it?
Right up on the top.
Oh. So that's a good idea.
You don't have to put it in the wheelbarrow, just on the top of it.
On the top. I like that idea. You have a little table right there. It's portable, and you can bring your stuff.
Yeah.
The Great Wall of China is visible from space.
No, it's not.
It's a long-standing belief that you can see it from space. But it's not.
Okay.
It's not. So don't go shooting yourself into space. So
those are two words I don't use together.
Which ones?
Is not.
Is not?
It's not.
It's not. That's gross. Did we take a break already?
No, we've got time.
Okay. And ostriches, they don't stick their head in sand. Ostriches do not stick their head in the sand. There you go. They do run fast. I know that.
They don't stick their heads?
They don't. They do not stick, according to this. It's purely a myth.
Oh.
Yep. We don't know why, because they don't have that information.
Well, gosh.
Well, that gives people the opportunity to look it up and then send us an email.
Yes. At stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Perfect.
A rule of thumb for all roses, no matter where you live, pruning is essential. Pruning roses keeps the center open, lets the sunshine in, and keeps out black spot and other such blights that love cool, moist, shady spaces. Hmm. So prune more where it's sunny.
Prune more where it's sunny. to let the sun get at the plant.
Yep.
Don't let it get blocked.
Yep.
That's roses?
That's roses.
Roses. Okay. I didn't have very good luck with roses. Do you have roses?
I have, I think it's a rose from somebody that lived there before me. But I haven't planted any.
But it keeps coming up?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. It's a little surprise, a little spring surprise. Oh. Sitting close to the TV.
Oh, yeah. It's going to blind you.
Yes. Parents often warned that sitting too close would ruin your eyes. And this is largely unfounded.
Also, if you watch TV in the dark.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I always heard that.
I never heard that one.
Makes your eye strain.
Ah, yes. Or read a book in a dim light.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to carry tender plants or you have to put them in your car to take them someplace, find a small stepladder because you can put the plants between the rungs of the stepladder and they don't tip over and they don't mess up the car.
Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, I see. I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really good idea. They won't fall over?
Don't fall over and they don't... No more messy spills.
No more messy spills. Hey, you could put that on your table in the kitchen. Put the dishes in between the rungs. Never mind. Never mind.
Never mind. No.
So you've heard the 5-second rule.
Yes.
The 5-second rule.
Have you ever let it go longer than 5 seconds?
I have. It says the belief that food dropped on the floor for less than 5 seconds is still clean. Germs don't watch the clock. It's dirty. Throw it away. Get rid of it. You don't know what the heck the little microscopic little thing could be that's now on what you dropped.
If it fell on the floor, it's no more.
But if it's something you really, really, really wanted.
Like an eclair.
Oh, yes. That's when you pick it up, as long as all the pudding doesn't flop out. You know.
Yes. If you can't find any hair sticking out of it.
You look at it and you pick your finger and you kind of brush it off. And then you look real close. You might take your glasses off and you look really close and you look to see if there's anything there. And then you look at your floor and you go, well, the floor's not too bad. The floor's not that bad. And then you eat it. Oh, yeah. I'd have to pick up the eclair.
I mean, how many times have you seen a baby or a toddler?
I know. Drop. And how many times do you... Oh, do we want to even talk about kitchens in restaurants?
No.
All right, we won't. We won't talk about kitchens in restaurants.
Okay, what's your next one?
My next one is shaving makes hair grow back thicker.
Yes, it does.
It's a common teen myth.
What?
Shaving does not change hair thickness or growth rate. It just feels different.
Now, that's got me. That one got me.
I always thought it was because if you shave, all right, we'll talk about shaving our legs or obviously a beard. And you shave it, and now you've cut off the hair that's showing, but there's another hair underneath there that hadn't had a chance yet to pop out. So now you have that one that's going to pop out, along with the one you just shaved, which is also going to pop out. Now there's two. See?
There's an under hair.
So if you've got hairs that, like that,
uh-huh,
and you shave off this top hair here, now you've got this shaved off, but these two are still waiting to pop. Now all three are going to pop out.
Ew.
Was that a good visual? I'm doing this with my fingers.
Yes, she is. She's quite descriptive.
And then the one has been shaved off because the other two weren't ready yet. So one got shaved off, so now they're all the same length, and all three are going to pop out together. Doesn't that make sense?
So that, well, yeah, it does, but I thought that was true.
That the hair gets thicker?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish it was.
No.
Oh.
All right, okay. I have things you can do with toothpaste.
Oh.
You've made two trips to the home center store already, but you're eyeing a tiny hole in the wall that you've got to patch up, and you've run out of material. Head to the bathroom and grab that tube of toothpaste for a quick fix. If you're a renter, try to make sure that the toothpaste color is a similar shade to that of your walls. If you're planning on painting over the patch anyway, that's less important.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Toothpaste. Yep. It hardens.
Yes, and you can paint it. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it shrinks when it hardens.
I don't know. I've never tried it.
I've done something really kind of... Well, I have an old toothbrush that I keep for scrubbing stuff.
Yeah.
And I've actually cleaned my wedding rings with toothpaste.
I've heard of that being done.
I have. And it comes out great. And I use Mark's toothpaste because he's got the whitening kind.
Oh.
And I figure it's probably got some abrasiveness to it.
Yeah.
So I thought that would be good for my rings to have that little bit of abrasion. You know?
That's a pretty ring.
Go around. Oh, thank you. It's dirty. I'm going to go clean it with toothpaste.
Okay.
Lightning never strikes. Oh, we did that one already. Oh, we did that one already. Chocolate causes acne.
No.
I got told that all in school because I had acne pretty bad. And I wouldn't eat chocolate in the cafeteria. I would give it to my friends.
If that were true, you wouldn't be able to see my face.
Oh, gosh. Well, luckily for me, I had a dermatologist who said, no, chocolate does not cause acne. And I went on for a long time thinking that. So it says it's not been proven. It does not cause acne. That your skin woes are more complex than that. And I have to say, too, in my case, it wasn't even the cleanliness or cleaning. It ran in my family. And I was the unlucky one. My dad and I had it.
Aww.
Yeah. So, kids, if you're listening,
chocolate.
Don't feel bad about eating your chocolate.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio. This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
I encourage you to listen to so much music.
You played that music in the middle of the night.
Rock and roll.
Gotta hate rock and roll.
It's catchy, right?
Let's get this party dumped in.
Sell your mattress and go get the money and then take that money and spend it on music.
WTBR.
You guys rock.
WTBR.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
And we're back.
And we are back, and I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And we are doing the second half of Stuff. Huh?
Now I got to find out what I did with my riddles.
With your riddle, because we do have three riddles, and we did. We hope you enjoyed our peanut butter test.
If you'd like us to do a different test, let us know.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah, let us know what you'd like us to test. Not anything gross.
No, please.
No, and nothing with meat in it.
No.
No. No fish, no chicken, no pork, no beef, none of that stuff.
Because she'd be doing it all by herself.
Right. Bev is a vegetarian. So we will do stuff that vegetarians can do and that we don't want to eat an eyeball or anything weird. or anything that will hurt us.
Please. We may have to stop the show.
That would be really fun if you sent us an idea as to what you'd like us to do, and we'll get the stuff, and we'll...
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Yeah. So now, luckily, Bev's going home with some peanut butter, and now I have two jars of peanut butter, one I don't really like at all. So I'm going to make cookies out of it, see what happens.
We have three riddles.
Yes.
You don't know me yet, but you always miss me when I'm gone. That's one. I can fly but have no wings. I cry but have no eyes. And I'm going to warn you, it's not a good one.
Okay.
Sam is outside a shop. She can't read the signs, but she knows she needs to go in to make a purchase. What store is she at?
I think I know that one. All right. We will have the answers for you at the end of the second half of our show. I have a joke.
Okay.
From the American Legion magazine. And this is funny because a long time ago, I was in a show, and this is a skit that I did. And it's a little shortened, but that's fine. It's still funny. It's really cute. A woman and her husband interrupted their vacation to go to the dentist. I need a tooth pulled, and I don't want a numbing shot because I'm in a hurry, the woman said. Just extract it as quickly as possible, and we'll be on our way. The dentist nodded. You're certainly brave, he told her. Which tooth is it? The woman turned to her husband and said, show him your tooth, dear.
Oh, no. Oh,
that's cute. Oh. Hey, American Legion, you're doing a good job.
That's okay. Funny.
Yeah, that was cute.
Tupperware can take on a funky smell after a while.
Oh, yeah.
Plastic dishes as well.
Yeah.
Fortunately, you can eradicate that smell by cleaning it with toothpaste. Just rinse it off after cleaning it so there's no buildup. To prevent the smell from returning, remember to keep the lid off when the dish isn't in use.
I just throw it away. Yeah. I don't use any plastic containers anymore.
I don't either.
Yeah. And if you put sauce in plastic containers, remember that?
Yeah.
It would stain it.
It was terrible.
Yeah. And you're not supposed to cook anything or microwave anything in plastic. So
nope.
I got rid of it. What are you going to do? Oh, I just lost the thing I was going to tell you guys. Let me try to pull it up again. So I had, there was this site that I saw, and it said, one of the things it said, and it's called Board Panda.
Oh, yeah.
You've used that. 83 people, I'm not going to do all of them, share the most obvious things that they had to explain to fellow adults. So one of these people is a tour guide, and when they were touring around, someone asked, is there water all around this island?
That's sad.
Yeah. There was another one that said that they were asked, is the blue color on this map the sky or water?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm doing this from memory, and I'm trying to find. This is another one. This tour guide had to explain to someone that islands don't tip over if you put too much weight on one side. These are supposedly real, that people get asked, and they can't. I can just imagine the look.
I could just see a floating thing of ice with the seals and stuff on it, flipping it over.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. If you like that minty smell of your toothpaste but have had a chance to replenish your car air fresheners or haven't had a chance, toothpaste can bridge the gap. Put some toothpaste on a paper towel and place it in the car. Eventually, the smell will permeate the car. It's not as effective as an air freshener, but it gets the job done till you can get one.
Would you do it?
Sure. I'd try it.
My father would try it. My father used to hang Bounce fabric softener sheets all in his van. They'd be hanging from hanging around. I just don't like my car to smell like anything. Yeah, oh. I don't do smells.
I love new car smell.
I like new car smell because that means you got a new car. My wife and I had to explain to the neighbor that our dog was part of our family. And no, they can't have him. Their kids wanted our dog. The dog was cute until the mother decided that she wanted our dog as well. And it was only fair that they got to have him on weekends because we get to have our dog all week long. And they had to explain. They had to explain this to the neighbor. You can't have our dog.
Oh, my God. Now that sounds like a Karen.
I love it. Oh, it does sound like a Karen, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy cow. Wow.
Yeah. Some of these are really funny.
You might get toothpaste stains around your bathroom sink, but they're pretty easy to remove with more toothpaste when you're cleaning the sink. A little elbow grease and some rinsing will leave your sink as good as new.
How about that?
Your switches there, your handles,
yeah,
can be cleaned with toothpaste.
With toothpaste and make them all shiny.
Yeah.
I like that. You know I like that because I like to clean. Here is, let's see. This is cute. I had to explain to my mother that muscles aren't meat.
Oh.
A piece of meat was tough, so I must have said something about what part of the cow muscle it came from. No, we weren't eating muscles, we were eating meat. She was sickened by the concept that anyone would eat muscles. I explained to her we weren't eating muscle. Somehow this got to the point of her claiming that humans didn't have any meat on them because they aren't food. You have to have muscle in order to be food. Humans have no meat. A meat is not muscles. Oh, my gosh, this woman's probably just going to. It turns out that, this is very confusing, and her mother didn't get it. So I'll skip it.
Wow.
Yeah, her mother doesn't think that people have muscles because they're not good to eat, and you only can eat something that has muscle. Well, that's confusing. All right, we'll move right along.
Okay.
I had to explain to a teacher in front of her class that a penguin was a bird. I didn't want to be like that, but she was adamant that if it didn't fly, it was not a bird.
What about an ostrich?
It's a bird.
It doesn't fly.
No, it doesn't. A penguin's a bird.
Is a bird, yes.
Yeah. Aren't they the cutest things? Those penguins are the cutest little things.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, my gosh. Here's another one. I had to explain to my friend the Earth wasn't 2019 years old. This was in 2019. She had to explain that the Earth was not 2019 years old.
That is really sorry.
I'd like to be there for that argument. Isn't that crazy?
That's...
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
To remove strong adhesive labels from containers, leave the containers in the freezer, and the stickers will peel off with ease.
That's true.
It is?
Yes. You know what else you can put in the freezer that helps get it out of the container?
What?
If you have a jar candle and there's wax stuck in it and the wick has already been burned down and you can't use it anymore, but you want the container.
Yeah.
You put the jar candle in the freezer, and once it's frozen, you take it out and you take like a steak knife and you just poke it on the side and it pops. And it all one piece just pops right out of the jar.
Wow.
I've done it. Works perfect. Pops right out.
So you just knock it on the side of the jar.
You just take a knife inside. You just put it. You just kind of poke the wax.
Yeah.
And it will just let go.
Huh.
And if you are a candle maker, I guess you could reuse the wax.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Microwaving helps preserve the nutritional value of your ingredients better than any other cooking method.
Is that true?
I want to say it is.
It doesn't say it's false, though.
No.
I'll be darned. Well, I know why.
Because it's so fast and so hot.
Because you're not boiling it in water, and if you boil it in water, all the nutrients boil out. Did you ever notice when you cook carrots,
True.
The water turns orange?
True.
All the nutrients come out, but they don't come out if you microwave them. Do you ever microwave broccoli?
I don't like broccoli.
Okay. Broccoli's a really good, really easy to microwave. You just put a little bit of water in the bottom of the bowl. You cover it with wax paper or a plate. And comes out perfect. Maybe you'd like it.
I don't have to try it, do I?
Covered in butter and salt and cheese.
You're not going to force me to do
no,
it.
No. This is from a server in a restaurant.
Okay.
She said there are so many times when I have to explain to the guests that chicken cannot be cooked medium rare.
Ooh.
Can you imagine someone saying they want chicken and they want it medium rare? And now you have to tell them that that's not how it works.
Chicken has to be cooked.
Oh, yes. All the way through. Oh, yes.
That's like pork chops. I heard somebody say that about pork chops, that you could have them medium rare.
Mark will eat pork chops when they're still kind of pink. I come from the old school, and I ruin them. I really do. I have to cook them.
Yep.
Yeah, they don't come out good at all. This person had to explain to someone why on a cruise ship the room below sea level will not have a balcony.
Can build one for you.
My mom asked me why you couldn't see the borders of the states when you're on an airplane. She wants to see the state, the line. She wants to see the lines.
I have never heard that before.
Oh my gosh, this is so funny. I had to explain to a lady that dinosaur bones at the Museum of Natural History in D.C. were real. She thought dinosaurs were mythical creatures and not real. So they had to have that conversation.
Like dragons, man.
Oh, my gosh. This is so funny. I'm sorry. I kind of went on a tangent there.
That's all right. That's all right. Common runner's trick. Do you run at all?
No. My daughter is a runner.
It says to wear your socks inside out to prevent blisters and chafing from seams.
Oh, I bet she knows that because she's a marathon runner.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. She probably does.
You know, marathon runners run for 4 hours.
I can't run for 4 minutes.
And there's marathons that are longer than that. Some that are very long, but they do get to take, like, obviously quick breaks. 4 hours.
Does she enjoy it?
She loves it. I said, why would anybody want to run for 4 hours? And she trains and everything, so she kind of, you know, she knows what she's doing, but what do you do for 4 hours running?
My poor feet.
What do you think about? Can you think?
You just get hazy.
Know. So here's one where somebody had to explain this to their friend. She had to explain that the Earth has one moon. She had to tell her that the new moon on the calendar is not a new moon. And that confused her.
Sorry, but that's pretty sad. That's all right.
Oh, gosh. These are so good.
What?
Just these silly little things. I love them.
Putting together furniture is tedious, so use some of its styrofoam package for keeping small parts from disappearing.
I love it. Love it.
It really works.
Love it.
To store a cake without having to dig it out of the container later, just flip a Tupperware container upside down and use the lid as the bottom.
I've seen that. That's so smart.
Yeah.
That's so smart. Put the cake on the lid. I always think I don't have a cake carrier. But you really do if you have a Tupperware container that big.
Yep.
It's not necessarily a quote-unquote cake carrier.
Right, right.
But you put it on the lid, and you don't wreck it.
Yep.
Like that.
You got any more of those?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. This person had to explain that Halloween has never and will never fall on Friday the 13th. And she had to explain this to her mother, that her mother thought that Halloween would someday, because of the calendar, fall on Friday the 13th. And she had to explain to her why it won't, because it's October 31st.
That one really is a stumper.
Oh, gosh.
Starbucks containers are actually designed to sit on their lids to help prevent unsightly table stains.
What was that again?
Starbucks containers. They're actually designed to sit their lids, sit the cup on the lids to prevent unsightly table stains.
Is that so?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, yes.
Well, yeah, yes.
Gouda. Very gouda. You can't... She had to explain to her friend that you can't iron your clothes while they're on you.
Ah.
And she says, one guess as to how this conversation came up. She was ironing her clothes while on her. Have you ever seen the video of a woman going through the car wash? And she's doing the do-it-yourself car wash with the hose.
No.
And she opens the doors, and she opens the front doors and the back doors and the trunk, and she just sprays everything inside. So what it is the person behind them waiting for their turn videoed this. And I think there's several of them and wondered, what are you doing? And the soap is going in there because you got the soap coming out of the...
Can you imagine the mold and stuff that's going to be in there?
So this is what my conclusion was. I concluded that. She caught her husband with somebody in that car. Or something bad like that happened. And she brought the car to the car wash with her husband's car. It's her husband's car. Is my assumption.
Whoa.
And she hosed it down and brought it back home and said, there you go. Yeah.
Are these people for real?
Yeah, I don't know, but I hope it's something like that and not just you thinking that you can wash your car that way.
Those were funny.
Are we out of time?
We are out of time.
All right, you have your riddles?
You don't know me yet. But you always miss me when I'm gone.
Nope.
Time.
Oh, good. Good.
I can fly, but I have no wings. I cry, but I have no eyes. A cloud. Yeah. That didn't do much for me. All right, now this one you say you know. Sam is outside a shop. She can't read the signs, but she knows she needs to go in to make a purchase.
It's an eyeglass store.
Yes, yeah. Ma'am. You got that right.
That one was easy.
Yeah.
The other ones were harder, I think. All right, remember, keep those emails coming.
We really appreciate them. We really do.
And we really want to hear what you'd like us to do as our taste test next.
A taste test.
A taste test. Remember, vegetarian, something yummy, something that we can buy three of, and taste test right here for you on the air.
Thank you, everyone. The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.